I'm Tom Rowe, and you're listening to WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. A report in the Daily Mail says Staten Island 54-year-old Matthew Falco was killed skiing the Upper Warpath Trail on Windham Mountain Saturday, February 4th. Just above the Wall Street Trail intersection, he passed through a culvert ditch and struck an embankment, police said eyewitnesses reported. The report did not note if he was wearing a helmet or not. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that just 127 donors gave $16.8 million to state politicians, according to the New York Public Interest Research Group. Governor Andrew Cuomo got more money than any other politicians, and unions, real estate and financial interests, beverage bottlers, and this year same-sex marriage supporters topped the lobbies with the most to give in Albany. You can read that full story in the Capital Confidential, and on the WGXC Newsroom blog, we have the NYPIRG report there for you to see. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Department of Health revoked the operating permit of the Sunset Motel and Suites 3559 Route 9, forcing out nine men the Department of Social Services, DSS, housed there. John Florio, a Greenport code enforcement officer, said the Sunset had, quote, numerous violations of building, property, and fire codes. Complaints had come from residents of the Sunset and adjoining property owners. They had plenty of time to correct those violations, but it hadn't been taken care of, unquote, he said. DSS Commissioner Paul Mossman told the paper he hoped the motel could get up to code soon as, quote, in the absence of a temporary housing program in Columbia County, we've used motels over the years, which puts further demands on our resources and doesn't provide the residents with services for transition or to prevent future homelessness, unquote, he said. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today's Monday, February 6, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts that East Durham will be sunny with a high near 45 on Monday and mostly clear with a low around 27 overnight. The forecast for the week, Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 40, low around 20. Wednesday, a slight chance of light snow after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and a low around 21. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38, low around 23. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. Today is the first Monday of the month, and Ankrum's Conservation Advisory Council meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Athens Town Board meets at 7 p.m. Claverick's Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. The Clermont Town Board meets at 7 p.m. Hudson has an informal meeting of the Common Council at 7 p.m., and Taconic, the town meeting, is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Sun rises at 7:02 a.m., sets at 5:18 p.m. The moon rises at 4:21 p.m. and sets at 5:52 a.m. And last night, the New York Giants defeated the New England Patriots 21-17 to win the Super Bowl. There will be a ticker tape parade Tuesday morning in Manhattan. Tonight, the Utah Jazz play at Madison Square Garden at the New York Knicks at 7:30 p.m. on MSG. And tune in at 2 p.m. to Living Lightly on the Land with an interview with the members of the Columbia Green chapter of Trout Unlimited. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.